Welcome back to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. It's Bob. As many of you know, I spend quite a bit of time on stage in front of live audiences. It's one of my favorite places to be. Today, Nick and I talk about a recent gig I had in San Diego with a longtime client, and we talk about what it takes to step up and face a crowd. As much as I love it, it sometimes takes a lot of preparation and a boatload of energy to make it work. Sounds like life, am I right? Check it out. I was asked by a speaker who was going to, at some point during their talk, say, you know, people think of me as kind of a Debbie Downer, and I'm holding a microphone expressly to do the wah, wah sound after she says that she's Debbie Downer. I assumed it was going to be somewhere toward the beginning, and this woman looked almost identical to Christina Applegate, but dressed up conservative, glasses and a nice suit, and like,
and she was another speaker there, or yeah, she was an employee?
She was an employee of Cotivity, but she is the expert in fraud and waste.
Okay.
And super smart. I mean,
F&W. Yeah.
And was really nervous too. But so I spent a little time warming her up, and then she said, okay, well, get me warmed up. Would you consider doing this? And I'm like, absolutely. At like 35 minutes into her talk, I'm sitting there for 35 minutes with a sweaty microphone in my hand waiting to do this one sound. And she did finally say it, and it came off really well. Everyone in the room laughed, and she thanked me afterwards. But it was the first time that I'd been called upon to do something like that.
So you were a Foley artist.
At that point, I was.
Yeah.
Yes. It wasn't the only sound effects I created while I was there. I had some real foibles during this one, and nothing that affected anything. But just at one point, I'm looking for the CEO of this company, is Dr. Imad Rizik, who is a brilliant force of healthcare. He's just a super smart guy and really great at running this company. But he also likes to mess with me. And he's funny about it. You know, I use the term cross-pollination, and he's talking about he wants people not to actually cross-pollinate. Bob means mentally cross-pollinate. So once you get a couple of drinks in you, we don't want you actually cross-pollinating at our event. Right, okay.
Yeah.
But in this instance, he was coming on to introduce our speaker, who is this amazing, nationally recognized health policy expert. And so I introduce him, and so I'm bringing him back to the stage to introduce this person. And I look out to the audience, and I don't see him anywhere. And I'm like, is Dr. Rizik in the house? And everybody laughs. And I'm like, Dr. Rizik, okay, well, I tell you what then. I guess I'll just fill some time and talk to you about something else. And they laugh again. And I turn to my right, and out of my peripheral vision, he's standing right behind me. And they're all enjoying this moment. And thought, by the way, that we had planned it. Thought that I was just gagging them. And when, in fact, I was genuinely thinking, gagging me.
That's awesome. That's cute. So going back to San Diego and not necessarily like fully enjoying the experience there, what do you attribute that to? Sounds like the conference went okay.
Conference went great.
Okay.
But it's the 12th time that I've done this conference.
And I
love the people. The people are wonderful. The company is a fantastic company. They've been a great client, and they take me beautiful places. So it's hard to consider, but I'm actually considering making that the last one that I do.
So is it that not that they're a bad client, like you don't want to fire anybody who's a good client, but at the same time, the lack of enthusiasm on your side.
Yeah, it's just that I've done it so many times, right? And quite honestly, after 12 times, I'm inventing new stuff. Actually, for the last 7 times, I've been inventing new stuff for them. You know, I have a toolbox. I have things that I can draw upon, and it's pretty deep. They've been with me so long, they've exhausted it and then some.
Right. So they've seen Ready for Anything. They've seen
they've
Let
seen
Your
parts
Light Shine.
Of that.
But, you know,
seen,
I'm
yes,
trying to think
absolutely,
of
yeah.
like
my standards, my go-tos. Yeah. Yes. They've seen bits and pieces of all of that scattered throughout these things. Because you do things called game changers, which were pieces of the talks that I do that were meaningful that would kind of get them going.
Yeah. Just,
so, yeah. So that's it. And it's like we were talking earlier. Before the event, I feel stressed. I feel like they're not going to like it this time. I'm going to get to a point where, you know, diminishing returns, they're like, it just wasn't the same old Bob, or we used to love Bob.
And I got to fly across the U.S. and I got to get everything ready. And
so much, right?
Pre-anxiety.
And my second trip to California in a month, right? Because I had just been in Anaheim. So, you know, I was feeling that going there. But then again, when I get in the room, when I hug my client, when I see the excited people who show up and walk through the doors, I get that juice, you know, and it feels good and I'm happy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, I'm looking at these whole experiences now and really trying to, for the last 10 years of my career, I want to pick and choose the things that I want to do. I want to really, really choose the things that are going to be the most meaningful and choose the things that are going to feel the best and be the most fun.
Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. Thanks for listening. I think it's worth clarifying that Bob knows he's in a fantastic position. Clients love him. They want to bring him back year after year because he's amazing. He can pick and choose where he puts his energy, and if you know him, he puts a lot of energy in the nonprofit and community building worlds. I think that's where he might want to put more. He's a positive influence on everyone around him, including me, and he wants to be even more positive. Positiver. Positively. Yeah, that's the way to look at it. Have a great day.